Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropps.
6 minutes past 7 o'clock. Great to have you with us. It is the second hour of Political Coffee on Friday. You know what that means. It's called Freedom Friday for a reason. Because we celebrate freedom every day, but on Fridays, I give you the freedom to talk about anything political you want to talk about. And it's really easy. You pick up the phone. Call 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. By the way, apparently Donald Trump, I just saw this, Donald Trump is just giving permission for the U.S. troops to come and stay at the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C. Who loves America? And in fact, there's a picture on the Liberty Daily just above that headline, Donald Trump holding the flag and Joe Biden kissing the flag of China. Go back to the phones. Nick, are you still with us? If you are, I'd love to get more of your thoughts today.
Baby, am I still with you, man?
Yeah. Hey, well, I appreciate you calling, man.
2 hours.
Thanks for hanging out with us, and hope you can listen all 2 hours.
Some days I can, some days I can't, but it's all good food for the ears and the brain. So, I've been processing what's happened since the inauguration, and we've seen Cocaine Mitch, the turtle, was yucking it up with the, Democrats after the inauguration and just making light of things and cutting a joke. And of course now, as far as they're concerned, everything's back to normal. The good old boys and girls have got their club back together with no intruders. And the only way that we're going to see a change between now and the next election cycle is for us to dump the Republican Party. It is corrupt beyond repair. As a matter of fact, the next day after the inauguration, I got texts from them begging for money. We've got to fight the Democrats. Oh, forget it. You know, you guys are corrupt. I'm done with them. So I think of the 75 or 74 plus million voters that voted for Trump were to bail the Republican Party unified to go to a new party, that would make a serious dent in the political system. But, of course, that is all for naught unless we can get the voting system fixed. So kudos to that fellow who wants to do the research and hopefully bring to light in some court that will listen what's happened in Multnomah County. And hopefully between that, in the next year, somebody can say this is the only foolproof way to get your vote out there and not have it stolen at all. Or modified. So hopefully that move will prove to be fruitful.
Well, there's a lot to unpack there, Nick, in your comments today. The first thing that I would say is I respectfully disagree with you on leaving the Republican Party, because there has never been a president who has been president, who has then formed a third party, who's ever gotten elected. It's not happened and it won't happen. And it's for a very simple reason. There are a number of people, Nick, who will never leave the Republican Party for any reason. What that means is, yeah, you're right. The 75 million people that voted for Trump or more, it's probably more because we think we had votes stolen. Not all of them are going to leave the Republican Party. And many, and what you're going to do is you're going to splinter that vote, and you're going to give Democrats the long-term ability to win every election. Now, that's my comment about that. I think it can be taken over, because I think Trump brought in a whole lot of new people into this movement, and at every county they need to get elected. They need to go to those PCP meetings. They need to go to the Central Committee meetings. They need to vote. They need to get elected as PCB people or appointed. And then, and you just go right on up the line. You take over the party. So you get rid of corrupt Mitch McConnell and all the other rhino Republicans that are feeding off us, the taxpayers, in the swamp. And there's lots of them, sadly.
Okay. Hey, Jeff.
But the second thing, Nick, is you, okay, you bring up a point I cannot disagree with, and that is this whole idea that unless we fix what we really believe is broken in this voting system, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many new political parties we have. It doesn't matter if Trump runs again. He'll just get beat again because the system will be corrupt. That's why it has to be exposed.
Okay, so just before I have to go, one more element to my rant
sure.
this morning, and that is this. The swamp is a cesspool. You step in the cesspool, you're going to get infected. So I say that anybody who goes into the swamp has to have an accountability partner system. And I say that volunteers can go to the office from the, whatever state that person is from. They can volunteer to go for a one-month stay to be with the principal or that elected official. And those three people that will be on rotation to stay with them at all times, maybe two on, one off, but that elected official has no opportunity to go in other than an official meeting of some sort. Once you step out of that meeting, you're right beside them 24/7 to stop them from getting infected by these scum.
You know, that's a great idea. I've never heard that before, and that is a great idea. I mean, you want to talk about transparency and light. Can you imagine Pelosi? That's almost, I would love to see Nancy Pelosi have to put up with that. In fact, there's at the top of the Liberty Daily, Nick, there's this headline. It says, White House unlists video after a man caught on a hot mic discussing a, quote, plea agreement while Biden is talking. So some guy is discussing a plea agreement with the brand new Biden White House while Biden is talking. That's corruption constantly. And if you had, I mean, your idea is an interesting one. The other idea that has to happen, and this has got to come out of Congress, is we've got to have term limits on members of Congress. This is insane what's happening there right now. You can go back there and you can become incredibly wealthy through a number of the swamp scams. You're right. There is an infection that happens being in the swamp. Although I have to say, about the only person that I know that didn't get infected was Donald Trump. And I don't think he has.
And by the way, I got to punch out here, but
yep.
The idea of this accountability partner came from Billy Graham, who nobody could ever touch that man because he always had somebody shadowing him.
He did. So, he did. He was never accused of anything improper because, well, he was honorable. And that's
right.
Great respect for him. That's a great story. Thanks, Nick. Have a marvelous weekend. Let's go on to Rich, and then we'll move to Lisa. Rich, good morning, brother.
Morning. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Didn't hear you. Couple things. One, what Nick was talking about, I think this is the time that change in reform of the Republican Party can happen because they're in a, I would say, a malleable place. The next thing is that we expect my wife's medication to go from where it is now way back up. She has some thyroid medicine that costs about $160 every 90 days. Under Trump, it went down to approximately $53. So under the new administration, I figure it'll go back up to about $163.
Probably. It wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, that sounds about right. So do you think that Biden will unwind this pricing thing that Trump forced down onto onto Big Pharma? Do you think he's going to unwind that? Because it sounds like that would lead to higher prices, if you ask
me.
Oh,
yeah. My question, since we have the graph and corruption are going to be running at light speed, is just how much of that $100 roughly more money that we'll have to pay for that medicine goes into whose pocket?
Biden's, well, and that's
or
exactly
some other politician.
Right. It's going to be through a relative of a politician. It's going to be through, you know, all the various scams that I've outlined before.
Oh yeah.
In the swamp, how you can get money, how you can really buy people, and that's what it boils down to. You're buying people. Chinese are really good at it, but so is Big Pharma. Who's really good at it right now is Big Tech.
Yeah.
With Republicans and Democrats, they spread so much money around. It's stunning.
It's like the stimulus package number two. I wrote three different federal legislators and asked them, if this is a stimulus package for the United States, why is most of the money going overseas?
Exactly.
For, you know, like $15 million to repair a gunboat.
Right.
$25 million for, gender sex to Pakistan and stuff like that. And how about, was it $33 million or $330 billion to Venezuela to pay off, say, thank you for the computers?
It was a lot of money, whatever it was, and you're right. Those things, you wonder who got paid for that.
It's supposed to be a stimulus package for the U.S. What's all this other stuff in there? Obviously, well, it's money that they're sending overseas so they can get 20, 30% of it back in their own pocket.
And you wait, because Biden's proposing $1.9 trillion package for COVID. And you wait, if most of that will be handouts to foreign countries and other things completely unrelated.
Yep.
You watch. That's going to happen.
Well, I'm sure of it.
Rich, it's a point I can't argue with at all.
Oh, I'm not arguing with it. I'm just stating a fact of what I see coming my way. That's all.
No, I think your assessment is correct. And I think that's what we've got to look for and try to not be intimidated to speak out against, because it's corrupt.
Yeah.
And it happened.
And your bag looked good yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, there's pictures of it, at least on my Facebook page. Thanks, Rich. I appreciated you being out there with us yesterday with your sign that says Open Oregon. Not enough time to be fair with Lisa or Art. You guys hang on. By the way, we got five phone lines. You can call and talk about anything you want to talk about today. It's 503-589-1220. Email from Linda. Peter DeFazio's introducing his long ask for financial transaction tax. It's a tax. It's a tiny little tax, he says, on every trade that is made on Wall Street. Just tiny, because the big people are making all the money. He's been after this for years. And guess what? You know who's going to pay for it? You are. If you have any money in any anything having to do with Wall Street, a fund of any type, retirement fund, you're going to pay the tax. Typical of Peter DeFazio. Dale writes an email, says, we need to start some constitutional initiative petitions for 2022. One for term limits for U.S. congressmen. Four, 2-year terms or 8 years maximum. One for U.S. senator. Two 6-year terms or 6 years as a congressman. One term as a senator, 12 years maximum. One petition for violation of the oath of office that mirrors the state of Georgia's statute. And it's a good statute. He shows that, you know, can't argue with any of that either, especially the violation of the oath of office. Back in a moment, it's Freedom Friday. It's 7:20. We'll talk to Lisa and Art. We've got lots of phone lines open. Give us a call, 503-589-1220.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past 7 o'clock. Great to have you with us. I want to thank, by the way, Freedom Heating and Air for being another one of our great sponsors of the Freedom Celebration that's coming up. That's our big listener party here on KSLM. It's coming up on January 31st, Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock, up at the Ames Ranch. Freedom Heating and Air, you know, they've been one of these great, I mean, truly great companies that have built a long-standing business here in the Salem area, Mid-Valley area, because they do a great job taking care of their customers. You know, if your furnace is not working right, your heat pump's not working right, it's kind of cold out there and we got cold weather coming, you should call Freedom Heating and Air. And then you should come and join us at the Freedom Celebration on January 31st. Go to kslm.news. Please register. Just click on the Freedom Celebration. You can register. It's $10 for a person or $30 for a family of four or more. It includes food, drinks. I mean, there's some just incredible food. We're going to have some great music from the 45th Fret Country Rock. We're going to celebrate in honor of the men and women of the military, the National Guard, the active duty of law enforcement, fire, veterans who've served and paid a horrendous price for the freedom of our country. We're going to honor all of them. And we're just going to have a good old time together for a couple of hours. So come and join us, won't you? Go to kslm.news and please register. Would love to meet so many of you. Stacey Ann's going to be joining us there, as will be Cindy and Don, the owners of the radio station, and so many of our great people that, you know, producer Phil and so forth. We just want you all to come and let's just all get together and celebrate liberty. Thanks again to Freedom Heating and Air for being one of our major sponsors for that. As promised, we'll go right back to the phones on Freedom Friday. We'll go to Lisa. Lisa, good morning. What do you have to say?
Good morning. Okay, now, this is related. We're not talking much about the immigration thing. And this kind of affects my family personally. My nephew met online and been over there a Filipino gal. They came over here, they've gotten married, she got a green card, and the process is going to take them 6 years and money. And he has to prove a long-term residency, you know, stable job, and all these other things, and they're going through that process. So if he lets these people over and hands them American citizenship right off the bat, what's going to happen to people who are going through this process? Do they get forgiven too? I don't know where I can find an answer, but, you know, it's on my mind and my heart, because she's a sweet lady, a Christian lady, and she wants to be a part of this country. But yet they're making them jump through hoops. The first amount of money they had to come up with was $1,200. And if they didn't do it within a certain time limit, they had to start over again. So we don't hear a lot about the immigration status. Are these people going to be lumped in with those? Are they other ones have to get it automatically, and these other people, because they're paying money, have to stay and work and get that? I want to know what your take on that one.
Well, so I here's what I think is the very scenario that you've laid out is probably going to happen here soon. I think it is a ripe federal lawsuit that would end up ultimately in front of the Supreme Court for the very reason that you articulated. It's not fair and it's not consistent policy to say to one group of people, you can come into the country illegally and we're just going to grant you citizenship without doing anything. Now, they're going to claim, Lisa, they're going to claim that, well, no, you're going to have to pay a fine and so forth. The reality is it'll be peanuts if they do it at all. And the fact that the story you've just told, which has been something that generations of immigrants have had to do, is to earn their way into America the right way. And yes, it's expensive. They are going to feel like they are not being treated fairly. Some of them will sue, or some organization will sue on behalf of them, because it is an inconsistent immigration policy. What will come out of that? I don't know. My guess is that will drag on for years after Joe Biden is gone, Donald Trump is back, and he'll close it down. It needs to be decided, because you cannot have these kinds of inconsistent policies, because I think ultimately it's inconsistent with the 14th Amendment. And I just think that it's going to end up in front of a court. It's discriminatory. It's unfair. and I think it's unconstitutional. That's what I think.
Yeah, it is, and that's why I called. And because, I mean, I'm frustrated. We're all frustrated about everything. That little pen-signing guy, every time he looks at the camera, smiles. It's like, I don't recognize him as the president. He's a buffoon with Alzheimer's, I can guarantee you that.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a sad thing, but he is a corrupt man. I think that is demonstrably true. That'll never get proven, by the way. At least I don't think it will. It'll all get buried because he's a corrupt president. He's a corrupt man. And it's sad to see his life ending up the way it is, but he's made it this way, and I think he's going to reap the rewards of what he has sown in his life. The corruption has got to stop. Lisa, thank you. Art, you're going to hang on through the bottom of the hour break here, as is Rebecca. We have 5 phone lines today, so you can call today and talk. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. You got to love Biden's communications director threatening the lying media. Really? You guys, Joe Biden, who couldn't tell the truth if he was forced to tell it, because he has a long history documented by liberal media of lying himself. How poignant that he accuses people like Newsmax or any of the other alternative platforms to the mainstream media of lying. Got a great email from Lee. We'll read that a little bit later. There's also an interesting piece in the American Thinker, and maybe I'll have time to get to it before the end of the show today, by Jay Valentine. Industrial scale election fraud. Did it happen? Question mark. Well, it's a long piece, and you need to know Jay Valentine is a security specialist on the internet who built successful industrial scale fraud systems to discover them. 7:30, back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes to the top of the hour. Stacey Ann's up next with the Good Morning Salem. I want to thank Eric Azar, Righteous Renovations, for being another one of this show's sponsors and this radio station. If you need a contractor, well, he's your guy because you can trust him to do a really good job. Go to his website and you can see that in the pictures of, well, work they've done for very satisfied customers who, well, they share their testimonials on the website. It's righteousrenovations.com. Righteousrenovations.com. Eric Azar, you can trust him to do the right job. Email from Lee, and then I'll get to the phones again. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Lee writes this: Trump the traitor. No, it's not what you think. They loved and admired him up to the point where he became serious about becoming president. From the first day of confirmation, their way of life has been in jeopardy. Trump's is what he's referring to. All levels of corruption have started to be exposed. When everything you have worked for, dreamed of, is or could be taken away, they fight every way they can. Wouldn't you do the same? So, yes, Trump is a traitor. With the classic misdirection, the comment stops right there, allowing the listener to fill in the rest. Trump is a traitor to corruption, plain and simple. He had every opportunity to fix and pad his business. Did he? Wouldn't that have been leaked? Or maybe he understood that for him to make more money, we needed jobs and businesses so we can spend where and when we want. I wonder if the chess game is still in play. If he would have dropped the bomb and stayed in power. I can only imagine the other side calling foul and increasing the divide. Maybe the play is for this new administration to continue to expose their anti-American, anti-corruption plans, and the military deems the administration a traitor. That thought would be an entire show to unpack in info. It's Friday. I choose to have a great day. Yeah, that would be a long, long show. It would be probably many shows. We'll go to the phones, 503-589-1220. We'll start with Art.
Good morning, brother. Happy Freedom Friday, Jeff.
Same to you.
I'm glad the weekend is upon us. So, what is the Republican Party doing right now? We're heading into a legislative session. And, you know, I was wondering, would it be plausible or feasible for you to bring leadership on and maybe, you know, see where they're headed or what they're going to do about this session and all these bills? You know, because obviously there's climate change bills, et cetera, et cetera. I know Kim Thatcher got appointed to the Rules Committee, which is always a very interesting committee because it's world famous for gutting and stuffing, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, it would be nice to know how the Republican Party is going to address some of these interesting bills, like the one you were talking about that your representative introduced, which obviously concerns me too. I don't want the governor to have power to confiscate anything that belongs to me or fellow Oregonians, especially guns, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, remember, Art, it's only temporary.
Well, yeah, but where does it say in the Constitution that I temporarily or anybody temporarily can give up their right to keep and bear arms?
It doesn't. You're right.
Well, I know, Jeff, and so, you know, my curiosity. Well, he's your rep, and obviously he introduced the bill, and I know you probably sent him an email saying, you know, what's up with this. But, you know, him being your rep and introducing a bill that could possibly have your Second Amendment rights taken away from you or any of your dang property, you know, is pretty damn scary. Maybe you should start a recall petition because this guy evidently has no clue on what his constituents' rights are, or he doesn't care about it, and probably both of them.
I would want to, it's actually an interesting suggestion, and I would want to have a well-thought-out plan, because I've been part of a recall against Floyd Prozanski because of a gun bill. We came within 200 signatures. Literally, we fell 200 signatures short. I learned a lot of lessons about how to do that. I would do it differently. I think it's very possible to do it.
Hey, Jeff, invite him on the dang show and have him explain himself. Say, hey, you know, come on the show and let's discuss the logic of this. You know, I bet you he would chicken out. But, of course, then it would give another excuse for you to actually start a recall petition, because let me tell you, you know, I don't know how legislative counsel said, well, yeah, you can introduce this bill to deny a person their Second Amendment rights. I mean, I don't see how the wordage even was allowed by legislative counsel.
Well, I'll tell you how, because and I'll let you go, Art, because you bring up an important point to close our conversation for today, and it's just this. Legislative counsel works for the Speaker of the House and for the President of the Senate, and they can be fired at their whim. So when the President of the Senate or anybody in the legislature says, I want you to write this for me. They'll find a way to write it, and they'll find a way to argue that it's constitutional. Often, it isn't. In fact, I would venture to say that a majority of the bills that are questionable would be found unconstitutional if they were ever challenged on that basis. Few of them.
Well, we need the challenge of death.
I agree,
you know,
but
we
that
gotta...
takes money.
Yeah.
It takes lawyers willing to go do that, Art, and that's just it's just not where the donor base is right now, because right now the donors are business people, and all they're trying to do is to suck up to the Democrats and try not to get hurt too badly. And that's the sad reality of Art. Got to let you go. Thank you, brother. Have a great weekend.
Let's move on
to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. What do you say today on Freedom Friday?
Good morning. Had a very good Republican meeting last evening here in Marion County. And there's so many things we talked about that I can't address all of them, but we did vote in some new PCPs, each of whom had expressed their own personal goals and what they want to accomplish in the Republican Party. And they all sounded very, very interesting goals. But the person who expressed the most interesting goal to me was Jeff Hyen, who is currently the, I'm not sure exactly what his position is called, but when you call the Republican office, he's the one that answers if there's nobody in the office. But on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, there are people staffing the office. And anyway, the most interesting thing last night was that he has found a curriculum that people can use in their churches. He wants you to go to your pastor and get permission to outside of church meeting time, set up a time to study this biblical civics course. And because right now the churches are teaching, many of them are teaching that that we should not be involved in politics because it's not Christian to do so. And this is a very he said it's a wonderful course that can be used to instruct people in your church. But they're going to run it at People's Church very shortly.
Okay, when?
And
do you know when they're going to be doing that at People's Church?
I didn't have a pen or paper with me, so I wasn't able to write anything down.
Okay.
But I have the number of the Republican office, and it's 503-364-0747.
Where is the Republican office again? It's down on Hawthorne, is that right?
It's just off of Hawthorne, just north of Center Street. And it's in a little strip mall It's in a little strip mall where the office is on the north side of the strip mall, and it's on the right hand side of the street as you're going north.
Okay, so again, give out that phone number so people can learn about this.
Paper and pen, 503-364-0747, and they're going to give it at People's Church, but you can also acquire it to go to take to your own church. And I was so excited when I heard that, because I think that's one of the huge needs among the Christian people.
Oh, I think it is too. Thank you, Rebecca. I appreciate it. In fact, Stacey Ann just shot me a text about that. It says this is the biblical citizenship class starting on February 14th, 11 a.m. at the People's Church. That's Valentine's Day, isn't it? Great, great time to think about biblical citizenship. Thank you, Rebecca. Not enough time to go to Glenn, but enough time to read an email from Dale. It's about Kamala Harris. Think of Kamala Harris as an undocumented Rasputin who will ascend to the crown of the Tsarina of America with just a push of the doddering one into traffic. Oh, man. Oh, boy. Back in a moment. It's Freedom Friday. A few minutes left for you to talk about whatever you want to talk about. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Amy Ryan Corser just sent me a text message saying, reminding me that February 14th is not just Valentine's Day. It's also Oregon's birthday. 162 years old. She's right. How silly of me to forget that. Oh, it is what it is. Hey, so also is, you know, you get older, pain happens to your body sometimes, right? Well, I use CBD pain stick from ProBioscience to help me manage that, and it works really well. If you have not tried the CBD pain stick from ProBioscience, you really should. Seriously, folks. Stuff works incredibly well, and you can, you can use it with the confidence that you're getting, first of all, the highest quality CBD there is, because Oregon has the toughest standards in growing CBD. I know, because I had to comply with them when I was growing hemp for CBD. And ProBioscience uses only Oregon-grown CBD, number one. Number two is that they're a local company here in Salem that you can talk to and that can guarantee the product that they sell you. And you'll like the results. You'll like the benefits of it, just like I do. And so many other people of you who have used their CBD products. If you buy any of their great products, including some products for pets, by the way, if you buy any of them online at probioscience.com, that's the biosciencecom, and you use the discount code New Year, get 15% off. Plus, ask them about their loyalty program. You can save even more money. Pro-Bioscience.com. There's an interesting piece in the American Thinker. Industrial scale election fraud. Did it happen? It's by Jay Valentine. Now, who's Jay Valentine? Well, he and his team of cyber nerds built a fraud detection machine system for cyber fraud. And they did it. Well, they've done it for a lot of people. They did it for the largest online auction house on the planet. Now, who would that be? Well, you know who that is. He doesn't mention it, but it has to be eBay. And he talks about how that kind of fraud takes place. Perp runs a scam, he writes, where they sell a computer, they get paid, and they ship the product. They do this for weeks, building trust. Then they sell 20 computers, keep all the money, ship nothing, and off they go. What can the auction house do? Well, they kick the perp off the site. What does the perp do? Just changes his name, credit card, mailing address, every bit of information about himself, and rejoins as a clean new seller. And another bunch of customers get screwed. The Secret Service, the FBI, and about every fraud detection company tried to solve a problem where the perp changed every identifier, thus left no trail. No pattern recognition, no matching on any field, neutral, net, zero, nothing. Well, my team built a cyber fraud technology and solved the problem. We broke insurance fraud rings for the insurance firm's 30-person, police-trained, 25-year experience fraud team said there was no fraud. The funniest example is when we flagged a doctor, the recipient of a decade's worth of six-figure checks from this insurer. The fraud team said the guy was clean, nothing to see here. The CEO, sitting at the head of the boardroom table, looked at us. We smiled when we showed the address to which they had sent several million dollars was a federal prison. said we were hired by most of the top 10 property and casualty insurance firms to find fraud. They couldn't find any other way. Fraud, their expert team said, didn't exist. It did on an industrial scale. The purpose of me sharing that with you is this. He says, my team and I know industrial level fraud, and I can tell you with 100% certainty that the 2020 presidential election had massive, organized, discoverable fraud in most of the swing states. I'll include this in the show plan on my Facebook page today. It's an interesting read. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, what do you have to say on Freedom Friday?
Yeah, Jeff, fraud is so abundant in our country, and especially with the computers, because you don't deal with a personal person on a computer line. You don't know what's on the other end of the line, how they go online and get your property locations and homes and steal your house by making loans because they never deal with a real human. We're self-imploding on the political level, the ecclesiastical level, and all of this fraud that takes place online. It's huge, but my big reason to call you was that when the governor issues her citations to the stores and the gyms, is that all OSHA, or is that also the agency's Oregon Health Authority that issues the citations?
I think it's OSHA. I think OHSA or OHA is involved on the peripheral, but I think the actual citation is an OSHA citation.
Because what's happening, because my home pastor in Panorama City, they've issued 5 citations down for Grace, and I get the impression these citations are coming from their health authority, from the county level. So the thing is, when the Supreme Court spoke up for the churches and said you can go to church, well, how are you going to go if it's shut down by an agency because they gave it a $20,000-$50,000 citation and then issue a warrant against the property if they don't pay that bill? So where's the win, and where's the how do we fight it in that situation? Because John was out of pulpit for a few weeks, and then he showed up last Sunday, and I've been talking to some of my friends and associates, and he kind of put the letters down on the shelf where the little ones can reach them and kind of read them and see what really is happening now that Biden is in, because President Trump said, let's go to church, let's do this, open it up, but how are you going to go if they found a back door to shut you down, wherein the Supreme Court's edict doesn't seem to apply to a nonprofit corporation if they shut it down?
Well, all right, so you ask a lot of questions, and we're probably not going to have enough time to explore it, but you know, the bottom line is, for me in any way, is twofold when it comes to churches anyway. Now, that's different than, say, courthouse athletics, with John Miller. It's got like a $126,000 fine.
Right.
He's fighting it in court. It ultimately has to go to court. The back door is the 501c3 designation, I think, number one. That's the first one. The second back door is going to be an expansion of hate speech statutes.
Yes.
In states, including Oregon. So if a pastor, say your pastor, John MacArthur, or anybody else, preaches against, say, homosexuality or transgenderism, they then can get shut down. I think that's where we get to all of this. Glenn, thanks. Kathy, sorry I couldn't get to you today, my dear. Appreciate each and every one of you being with us. Friends, keep praying. Keep being active. Keep believing. We are not done. This nation is not finished. I am not afraid, and you are not either. Because God is in control. We are patriots, and we're going to stand, and we're going to fight. Step of the way. Be blessed. Have a great weekend. See you on Monday. Thank you.